our literacy standards. They have fallen in the world rankings. The latest report, this is from the Progress in International Reading Literacy Study, looked at the performance of 10-year-olds, and it revealed that in New Zealand, our standards have slipped. Other countries included in the report, they're moving forwards, not us. We're going backwards. Why is that? Well, Ros Lugg is the director of the Learning Staircase. She's with me this morning. Hi, Ros.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Good, thank you. Why are Kiwi kids falling behind? What are we doing wrong?
To be honest, I think we're not catering for struggling learners. We have a very, very good record with the top end. We do very well with the very able learners. But we actually, I think, are failing those learners who need a more structured approach.
Define a struggling learner to me.
Well, there's obviously a huge amount of variation there, but there's some interesting research from America that shows that actually 60% of learners will succeed regardless of method. And actually, we do very well with those. But 40% need a more structured approach. And out of those 40%, obviously, you'll get some with quite significant difficulties. Children with dyslexia, for example, who are struggling to quite a high degree. But all I think we're actually failing that 40%.
Are we not identifying those children who may be on the spectrum, may have issues such as dyslexia, and separating them out for some more, as you say, structured learning?
That is one aspect, but actually I think in the early stages it's actually very difficult to do that. You can't make a formal diagnosis of dyslexia, for example, till about 7.5, because these areas are developmental. So I think it's not so much a question of identifying struggling learners, but giving all learners a more structured approach. We don't have a structured literacy curriculum in the same way as, for example, the UK does.
How so? I mean, is it the way we teach here? Are you talking about, the Cambridge method? What are you talking about?
No. It's actually the very basic level. We don't actually specify, for example, which patterns of language are taught. In the UK, you teach certain patterns first, things like your TH sound, your AI patterns, and there's a structured method of actually going through all of those different patterns, which actually teach learners how language works. We tend to take the view, well, we'll do lots of reading, and yes, that's okay for some. It's nothing like enough structure for those children who actually need to know how language actually works, literally know the code, what letters go with what sounds. And that's where I think we're failing those learners.
Is that because that's how our teachers are trained to teach?
I think it is. There was a huge controversy many years ago about the whole language approach, which basically took the view that it's not the structure of language that's important, it's just the meaning and the content and the richness of language. And yes, of course, those areas are vital, but what it missed was actually teaching those learners who really need to understand what they're doing. And most learners, most teachers in New Zealand are not taught how to do that. We do courses, for example, and one of the most common comments afterwards is, why on earth didn't we get taught this when we did teacher training? Teacher training covers what to read, but not how to read. It's a bit like training car mechanics and not getting around to the stage of opening the bonnet.
It's quite a lot to take on board. And I think for a lot of parents listening here, you're basically saying the structure of how we teach children to read in this country is wrong. Do you think that's the direct result of that is our falling standards in the world rankings?
Yeah, absolutely. The interesting thing about the Pearl study, it shows that New Zealand has actually got a much wider spread of ability than most other countries. We've got about the average in the top rank, but they break it down into low, intermediate, high and advanced. And we've actually got 10% of our learners who didn't even achieve low.
Well, that's concerning,
isn't
it?
That's horrific. Yeah, that's absolutely horrific.
What can parents do about this? Because, send your little tots off to school thinking you're doing the best thing, and now we've got these sort of results coming back saying, well, actually, no, our standards have slipped. What can parents do?
I think the best thing is actually communication with schools and putting pressure on schools. And I don't mean this as a criticism of schools. There are some fabulous teachers that we work with and fabulous schools doing really, really good things. But they're struggling with resources because there is no resourcing for this area. If you have a struggling learner at the age of 6, they go through reading recovery, and international research has confirmed that that's the wrong strategy to be teaching some of these struggling readers. If they fail with reading recovery, they go to a teacher aide.
Yeah.
And again, you get some fabulous teacher aides, but actually in reality, you're taking the children with the most severe and complex difficulties and putting them with the one person in the school system who has absolutely no training in that area. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
No, no.
I mean, it's typically, I mean, it is really the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. If we could put enough resources in at that early stage, we could stop some of these learners failing.
Okay, so there'll be parents at home listening to this going, oh my Lord, what do I do? Well, how can a parent help this situation in terms of hands-on with their own child?
There is a lot of evidence about the importance of early language, reading to children, obviously conversation with children. A lot of the traditional research is focused on the sounds of language, phonological awareness. And one of the very interesting research bits shows that the most significant contributor to early literacy is actually being able to recognise things like rhyme. And yeah. Again, we miss those in school, that we don't actually teach that systematically, but there is a lot that parents can do.
Rosnag, appreciate your time. Director for the Learning Staircase on why our literacy standards are falling in this country.